Talk about Kinyan Aver. Ve'amano sheshtei gishot. Shtei avanot l'Kinyan Aver. Lama Aver chatzer koneh? Mizeh beglal sheh davar shemunach ba'aver, shenimtza ba'aver kimunach dami, lashen Rashi shereinu, lashen Arashba b'bavakama. Oh, sheh davar munach ba'aver nikneh le'bal ha'aver kekamo sheni ba'al ha'chatzer. Ani gamkin ba'al ha'aver, v'ha'aver koneh midin chatzer lo ki'ilu munach b'karka, ela din chatzer shayach gam b'karka, v'gam ba'aver. Karka is not the only factor or the only component of chatzer that could be kona, aver could be kona as well. We try to trace this along Rav's question above Mitzia, Daf Yudbeis, aver shin zelfa lenuach. We try to gauge the role of mechitzas. Are mechitzas there to create a guarded airspace? So the mechitzas are there to ensure inevitable fall and to accelerate the future into the present, kimunach dami. We spoke about whether a kli would or would not be mafsik, based on Rav and Abaye and Bav Metzia. If a kli is mafsik, why does it wreck a kinyan aver? Because it creates an obstruction between the ground and the air, or because it claims the air for the kelim, something we'll study again today, Mirz Hashem. And this is more or less where we left off. Today we have three things to see. Number one, what point of the trajectory is kona? What the Gemara calls derech aliyah or derech yirida. Number two, whether there is avir for dalet amos, if there's avir for chatzir, which again is implied in the whole sugya. There is avir for chatzir. The question is in what context and how does it operate? But there is avir for a chatzir. Would there be avir for dalet amos? And how does that reflect what the role of avir is? And then finally, we'll take a look at that strange case where you've got a chatzir within a chatzir and a kli within a kli, and how does that help us sharpen our view of avir? So this is our about seven or eight nafkamina, seven or eight headed sugya, seven or eight pivots to the sugya. The mechitzos, the trajectory, the fire, right? If you're looking for the primary ones, again, there's probably about 25 other more complicated or sub-level issues that help us sharpen it, but we're just dealing with the primary ones that we encounter in our sugya. Okay. Someone want to read the Gemara about Derech Aliyah, Derech Yirida? Let's open our Gemaras. Anyone who's not named Avi Hoffman, I don't have to read if you just came in. You're welcome to. Okay. Nisraf. Amar Rav Nachman. Amar Rabba Bar Ravua. Rav Nachman would not be quoting Rabba. Rabba learned for Rav Nachman, so Rav Nachman would be quoting Rabba Bar Ravua. Tani. Amar Rav Nachman.
Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rabba Bar Ravua. Lo shenu ela shekadam
gen leka. No, the first one. Lo shenu ela shenimcha k'derech yirida. Just the three lines above that. Okay, so the person throws the get. The whole beauty of avir is your kona through the avir, even before it lands, even if it gets erased or it gets burnt. There's some introduced fire rather than fire which preceded the get, but only if it gets burnt on the way down, or it gets snatched or blown away on the way down. If it gets snatched or blown away or burnt on the way up, not. Now we actually have a svara. My taima, Tani?
My taima.
Okay, so let's repeat our two. We have our two models on the board. Let's make it a little bit more coherent. CD guy who makes sure I get every little part. Okay, don't worry, you get you out there. I'm getting it all. Oh, it's killing you. I'm getting that last. How am I? We're all OCD. Getting it all. That was me. I couldn't follow the shear unless you got every little part. Am I missing anything? Don't worry, Tani, right? Everyone, Tani's so cute. He's so pure. He doesn't care.
I'm not going to say
it. I don't get
I'm the one.
Okay, someone stole my truck. Okay. Avir Chatzer. Let's flip it around. It's just magical. Avir. Oh. Avir Chatzer. Okay, new ones. I'm Zakona Midin Avir. Okiman Diminach. Okay, we'll call this model A, call this model B. The Gemara says that if you're throwing it and let's say here is the chaser, the isha. Here's the chaser, the baal, and here's the mechitzos. Again, based on the trajectory, it's still on the way up. This is the shift point. If it gets nisraf here at T0, then it is gereshus. And what would be the simple way to explain why it's not gereshus? Remember, kryptonite. Exceptions prove the principle. This is an exception. Here, Avir doesn't work. Normally, Avir works. We're not sure whether Avir works because we accelerate the landing, or Avir works because the airspace contains. Model A, the airspace contains. Model B, we accelerate the landing. This doesn't work. Why? Because we can't accelerate the landing, or because the airspace isn't containing it? What would you say, Apipashtus?
It only works in all of it.
Model B. Is it clear? Kimanda Munach, Model B, correct. If we're accelerating the landing, here we may not be able to accelerate the landing because it's on the way up. It's not in the process. We can only accelerate a process that has begun. So if Kinyan Avir works, Midin Avir, then this exception doesn't make so much sense. But if Kinyan Avir works, Kiman de Munach, then it makes sense. And which words that Tani just read suggest that? Lav Lemenach Kai. On the way up, it's Lav Lemenach Kai. So as far as I'm concerned, this is an open and shut case. We've got some splaining to do according to the shittos that say, let's say, like the Ran, that is Kinyan Avir. That's not Kiman de Munach, it's Kinyan Avir. Which word, though, in the Gemara makes it sound like there's something else here? If you would have just written the Gemara based on our logic, which word makes it a little bit awkward? Yoni?
Meikara,
right? Why don't we just say, Derech Aliyah, Lav Lemenach Kai? What does it mean, Meikara, Lav Lemenach Kai? It's a strange language. I'm very happy that we actually have the phrase Lav Lemenach Kai, right? Remember, that phrase has been AOL, has been not AOL, A, what is it? What?
MIA,
right? What's it? What's
it? What? AWL,
yeah. Right, AWL, right? AWOL, right? AWOL, not AWOL. Okay, it's pretty AOL. Okay, it's been absent, or even remembers. It's been absent without leave, it's been MIA from the Sugin Gittin. We don't really have the language of Kamanda Munach Tami. We see it in Bava Metzia, in Rava's question, we see it in the Rishonim, but we didn't see it in Gittin. Here we finally have that language. We have it in the inverse case. It doesn't work when you can't say Lemenach Kai, which may imply that the whole halach is based on Lemenach Kai, and the exception is Derech Aliyah. Why does the Gemara say Meikara? So this invites a very different read. Who has a different read, ironically? You'd expect the Ran to have a different read, and yet Rashi has a different read. So this is an inner contradiction in Rashi, which we're not going to discuss today, because we'll have a third contradiction in Rashi later in the sugya. So the three Rashis we've got to coordinate, and actually a fourth Rashi in Bava Kamma Dafayin. But at least according to the flow of the sugya, if you hold like the Ran, and Avir is Kona, not based on accelerated landing, namely Model B, but based on Avir itself, so why do you pasul Derech Aliyah? So what does Rashi say? Ena Megureshes? Anyone want to read Rashi? Ena Megureshes? De Derech? Siluko? Danny?
Derech Siluko lo mikri nesina. El Derech hanachas o lo valir shuso.
What's the key word in Rashi? It's not called?
Nesina.
Not that the Kenyan doesn't work, but it's not considered a nesina. Derech Aliyah is not a problem of accelerating Kamanda Munach. We can't accelerate from the beginning of the trajectory. Namely, you don't just need gravity. You don't need gravity at all. You just need inevitability. Right? If something is on a trajectory to land, you can accelerate its landing even though it hasn't begun to land. Right? Remember, as far as we're concerned in physics, when I throw something up in the air, so on the way up, it's anti-gravity. It's not gravity. It's not landing. It's some opposing gravity. And then on the way down, it's the force of gravity. Gravity was discovered by whom? Rabbeinu David, the Talmud of the Ramban in the 12th century, 300 years before noon. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says that if you throw a rock and it kills someone on the way up, then you're chayv misa. If it kills someone on the way down and it falls down, the Gemara says you're pater. And the Gemara doesn't know, I mean, the Rishonim don't really know why. It's still my force. So Rabbeinu David basically says, the Talmud of the Ramban, that no, the way down is not your force. It's the pull of the earth dragging the object down towards it. It's not human force. You may think it's human force. So he actually articulates gravity a couple hundred years before Newton. Anyway, so on the way up, you would have thought we can't accelerate the landing. The answer is you can. We don't really care about the velocity and what force is driving. We just care about the inevitability, logically. If it's going to land, then you can say, Kamanda Murach Dami. Rather, Derech Aliyah is not migoreshes because me'ikara lav lamedachka. There's something flawed in the actual anatomy of the process. It's not flawed in the accelerated future. It's a flaw in the actual process. You don't have nesina. Now, what would be your simple way to interpret Rashi? You don't have nesina, and therefore it's a chisaron in?
It's a
gerushin. Not a chisaron in the kinyan. Gerushin may have standards that are more acute and more intense than kinyan. For kinyan, maybe derech aliyah would work. Chiddush alert, according to Rashi, maybe Avir would be kona, regular kinyan in derech aliyah. Because the only chisaron derech aliyah is not a global chisaron of kinyan Avir, but it's a chisaron of Maisin Nesina Maisin. So one way to interpret Rashi would mean that it's only a chisaron of Maisin Gerushin, and maybe we would ratify kinyan Avir derech aliyah for regular kinyanim. Can anyone tell me a different way to read Rashi in a way that would make Rashi's chisaron of derech aliyah more universal, not limited to get? On the way up, it's not considered in the Sina? Not a chisaron in the Gerushin, a chisaron in the Kinyan. On the way up, it's not a chisaron in Akona, even though Avir doesn't need Kiman de Munach Dami, even though Avir just needs Kinyan Avir, and it's in the Avir, right? Look at the board, it's in the Avir Achatzir, even though it's on the way up. What's the problem on the way up? What's the problem? It's not in Derech Nesina, or it's not Mesin Nesina, or Mikri Nesina. Could it be that when an item is flung by a human being, it's on the way up, it's like it's still in his hand? When I cause something to move in upward motion against gravity, when I throw it up, it's still in my hand. If it's still in my hand, then what's the chisaron? There's no kinyan, because kinyan aver won't work with something in my hand. That we all know. There's a discussion we had yesterday, Rav and Abaye, whether it would work if there's a kli that's mafsik. But if it's in a kli, then it's not in the Avir HaChatzar. That was a bias who came to the Gemara Bava Metziah Kuf Beis. You remember, with the person who put the kli against the anus of the animal, and the excrement fell right into the kli. So in that case, of course you're not kona, because it's not in the Avir HaChatzar. It's in the kli mamish. And Allah has come of a kama, if a person is standing in the chatzar, holding something in his hand, so the Baal HaChatzar isn't kona midin Avir. The only question we had in the Rashba yesterday was where the Baal HaChat, the person is not holding the peel, he's just causing the peel to move upwards. So it's the Avir of the Mocher, Mivatel, the Hagba Mikoach of the Lekeach. But if I'm standing in a Chatzar holding something in my hand, then the Avir of Chatzar isn't Kona, even if you hold like the Ram, that Avir is a Kenyan Chatzar. So when I'm throwing something up in the air, this is what the Avne Milum says, when I'm throwing something up in the air, maybe it's still considered in my hand. And that can cancel the Avir HaChatzar. Is that what Rashi meant? Lo Mikri Nesina. I haven't really deposited it yet because it's still responding to my force. I've exerted force on it and it's still considered in my hand, and the Avir isn't Kona. Namely, there are ways to interpret this sugya not based on derailing the accelerated future. If you hold that Kinyan Avir works based on Kaman Demunach, then Derech Aliyah makes a lot of sense. Derech Aliyah is not yet at the stage of the trajectory in which you can say Kiman Demunach. But if you hold that Avir is Kona on its own, why is Derech Aliyah not Kona? You have to give some Svara. Rashi, ironically, appears to give some Svara. The language of the Gemara, the word Meikara, also invites the notion that maybe there's some darker Svara, not just you can't accelerate the future before the fall begins, but some other Halacha. Meikara. Lav lamenach kam. You know him?
Why does Rav have a suffix for Rashi in Bavitzia?
Why does...
If he's always living horizontally, then it's always his hand
down. You tell me before we see Tosfos. What would you say? Forget Rashi. Just ask the question in general. Take a step back. Always take a step back. Noam's asking, if Derech Aliyah is not Kona, then why is Avir Shein Sofa Lenoch even a question? We talked about yesterday, Rav's question in Bavitzia, that horizontal movement may not be Kona. If horizontal movement is a suffix, why should Derech Aliyah be definitely a fossil? So what's the answer? So let's start. If you hold the Kinyan Chatzir as Kiman Demunach, which is easier to say Kiman Demunach about, horizontal or Derech Aliyah? Why? I'd say it's Strush Upper. Why is it easier to say Kiman Demunach by, let's use the Gemara's language, Avir Shein Sofa Lenoach, as opposed to Derech Aliyah? In English, Avir Shein Sofa Lenoach is horizontal, Derech Aliyah is anti-gravitation. Not necessarily rolling, you're throwing it through the air. No, you were saying it before, but sharpening. Why is Avir Shein Sofa Lenoach more a greater candidate for Keman de Munach than Derech Aliyah.
Derech Aliyah moves against the Keman.
Right. Because Derech Aliyah is anti-directional. It's anti-Keman de Munach. You're trying to remove it from the ground. Whereas horizontal movement, Avershin Zafal Anuach, is just as we would say neutral. It's not on the way down, but it's not on the way up either. This seems to be what Tosfos is saying. Tosfos says, Tosfos Dibra Maschil, Derech Aliyah, let's read it quickly, V'lo Dami V'adabai Rav Perakad Bav Mitzvah Zarek Aranaki, Shein Zafal Anuach. Debederech Aliyah, Ein Dome Kolkach, She Omid Lanuach. Again, I think the language is very, very vague. I wish Tosfos would be written a bit clearer. Right, the bederech aliyah ain domer kolkach. Or ain domer kolkach. It's just a vague language. Ain domer kolkach. I think the simple ways to read it is because it's anti-directional. You're trying to accelerate a landing and you're throwing it in the opposite direction. As opposed to horizontal movement, avishin zelfa lenuach, you're just trying to say, we view it as landed even though it's not on the way down. So it's easier to ratify keman de munach in bava metzia than it is to ratify keman de munach when it's derech aliyah in Gittin, in the case of Rabba Bar Avur, of Nachman Rabba Bar Avur. Okay? Now, Noam saying a second question, if we hold that the Chisaron of Derech Aliyah is not the impeding of Keman de Munach, but the Chisaron of Derech Aliyah is that when you throw something up, it's not considered Nesina. No, and that would only be when it's being acted upon by your force. If it's just being thrown, then you're not really opposing gravity, or therefore you would be able to say that it's not a Chisaron in the Nesina. You're trying to say that just like this is a chisaron in the nesina, this is a chisaron in the nesina, you make the same chiluk. Neither is a chisaron in the nesina. Okay? So this is the first question, again, why aliyah is puzzle. We would have said it's not keman de munach, and it makes a lot of sense according to Rashi and the Rashba, model A. Model B, if avir is kona, like the Ran says, olad l'shamayim, you have to give a svara. The svara may be a get exclusion, or the svara may be a general exclusion. Again, I want to make sure that everyone's on the same page and everyone understands. I've tried to teach you the eighth parak the last 2-3 weeks, more or less, without distinguishing between get and kinyan. I wanted you to see chatzer. The Gemara appears to broadly and liberally compare chatzer to get. There are a few moments in which it doesn't. Mirtz Hashem, we'll spend the second parak and we'll dig deeply into what get is. Get could have less than kinyan. It could be more than kinyan. We'll see different shittos. This may be an important moment that Rashi feels that Derech Aliyah may be a chisaron in the Maaseh Gerushin, not a chisaron in the Kinyan. So we'll see that, but just for the sake of clarity, I've avoided that extra complication of trying to think about how get is different from Kinyan. Okay? Let's turn our attention back from Rabba Bar Avuah and Rav Nachman to Belazar, and then we'll get to the two chatzeres and two Kinyan. Let's go back to Daf Ayin Chesem at Beis, Amar Rav Yehuda, Haisa Yada Suya Katafras. She holds her hand at a diagonal, facing downwards. Mizarak la, and you throw her the get. Afa pisha yia get liyada in a megureshes, because she never really grasped it with her hand. And she says, wait a second. Am I? Hakinafel ba'arba amosidaka nafel. So after it falls out of her hand, bent down like a katafras, everyone look at me, her hand is bent down, so never really, it rolls down her hand, it lands in her dalet amos. And where it says, b'dalonach, it never lands. After it leaves her hand, some dog comes and grabs it. He says, wait a second, you don't have yad, you don't have dalet amos, but between the time that it fell off of her diagonally tilted hand and the dog snatched it or the fire consumed it, v'tigaresh me'avira the arba amos. But it was in the avir of her dalet amos, and if avir works by chatzer, it should work by dalet amos. Tivshot, the boy Rebbe Lazar, arba amos shamru, yesh lam avir, or ein lam avir. Tivshot, ein lam avir. Hachamayaskinan, ba'medes agavanar, demekar li'ibirkoi, where when you throw it, it's li'ibirkoi, and therefore, as we saw yesterday, when you throw something that you know will be destroyed, there is no avir, as we talked about yesterday in the Ramban. Okay? Let's try to bear into Rebbe Lazar's question. Why should dalet amos have avir? Why should dalet amos not have avir? We thought we had a proof. We don't have a proof because there's an ukimta that renders this gemara irrelevant to our conversation. But what about the conversation itself? Should dalet amos have or not have avir? It could depend on how we understand dalet amos, which is what we analyzed last week. Namely, is dalet amos real chatzer, or is it? Is it some takana, which is how we assume the Ran would learn? If dalet amos is a chatzer, then you do have avir of your chatzer. If dalet amos is just a takana, maybe the takana is only on the ground. We had a third way or second way to read it in Tosfos, and we'll read Tosfos in a moment. Then maybe, because what's the problem with the avir of this dalet amos? Not just whether Dalet Amos works as a chatzar or not. What is Tosa's problem by having Avir Dalet Amos? What do we need for Avir in the Gemara and Daf Ayin test? Avir only works if it has mechitzos. What do we call mechitzos? What's the function of mechitzos to provide? Minter. So how could the Gemara even consider Avir Dalet Amos, where presumably the Dalet Amos you're walking through doesn't have mechitzos? There's no minter. So that was Tosa's kasha. Let's read Tosa's kasha again. It's an easy Tosa's. V'tiskar resh me Avir the Dalet Amos v'im tomar. V'halo minter. There's no protection of the Dalet Amos. We saw in the Vayin test that Avir is only kone b'minter b'mechitzos. By Dalet Amos, there is no minter. So v'yesh lomar, Tosus says, I'll read the simple way to read Tosus, the Dalet Avir Dalet Amos choshev le minter. Because you're so close to the item, you don't need walls to provide minter. It's minter, it's mishtamer through the person standing there. V'omed es al rosh agag. However, the Gemara in Daf Ayin Tes, which required mechitzos, mari afilu chutz l'arba amos, where the woman was very far from the get landing, she couldn't provide the mishtamer. You need a mechitzos to provide the mishtamer. So Tosfos is saying the only reason we need a mechitzos in Daf Ayin Tes is for mishtamer. Who does Tosfos hold like in Ayin Tes? Ravid Rashi or the Nesivos? Why do you need mechitzos yesterday shir in Ayin Tes? Why do you need mechitzos for Avir? Ravid Rashi Nesivos? Taras Gittin? Rashi says you need mechitzos for what? So it's called Sofer Lenuach. Is Tosfos discussing Sofer Lenuach here? Right. Sounds like the Ravid. You need mechitzos for minter. Dalet Amos is minter because it's so close to you. The Gemara on Daf Ayin Tes, which needed mechitzos, is because the Gag Shmuel was very large. So you need mechitzos to provide the Mishtamer. By Dalet Amos, you're right there, you'll provide the Mishtamer. So Tosfos says that the question of Avir, of Dalet Amos, was a normal question. We can delete the mechitzos because Dalet Amos, by definition, is so close to you, you'll provide the Mishtamer. So it sounds like from Tosfos tells like the Ravid, that the function of mechitzos is a mishtamer. Dalet Amos, you don't need mechitzos because the person won't be a mishtamer. In fact, that's probably how Tosfos and the Ravid assume that mechitzos avir provide mishtamer. The fact that Rabbi Lazar was willing to consider avir Dalet Amos without mechitzos is because normally mechitzos provide mishtamer, but Dalet Amos, you've got built-in mishtamer, that's why you don't need mechitzos. That's probably how the Ravid got to his shita. Okay? Second shot in Tosfos, which we saw last week, v'ri omer, second to last line, Tribulazar Gufe Misafkale, Imasha Tiknu Chacham Dalet Amos, Tiknu Gambi Avir, Afagabdilo Minter. Even if you hold that every Avir needs Minter, now we can understand Tosfos better. Even if you hold that the Mechitzos for Avir Chatzer are not just being Mishtamer, but the Mechitzos play some other role, like creating Kiman Demunach, or like the Nesivos, creating airspace that's identified with the Chatzer, even if the need for Mechitzos is inherent and absolute to Kinyan Chatzer, Avir only works with mechitzos to create contained air. Maybe that the kind of Dalet Amos is not that a mamish becomes your Chatzer, and therefore you, the only way to use Avir Dalet Amos is to abide by all the standards of Avir, which would be mechitzos. Maybe there's a new Kinyan called Kinyan Dalet Amos, and that Kinyan allows you to be kona anything that's in your general area, ground, or air, and the standards of Avir Dalet Amos don't have to abide by the standards of regular Avir HaChatzer. Avir HaChatzer is an extension of Kinyan Chatzer, whether it's Kiman Demunach, whether it's Kinyan Avir. Dalet Amos is some new Kinyan, anything within your area, whether it's ground area, space area, you have a Kinyan. Chazal gave you a Maisa Kinyan to grab items that are floating in your ecosphere, whether it's on the ground, whether it's in the air. And therefore, the Kinyan Dalet Amos doesn't have to mimic Avir HaChatzer. We always thought, remember this is Friday's year, that the only way to justify Avir Dalet Amos is to convert Dalet Amos into Chatzer and let the Avir Dalet Amos be like the Avir HaChatzer. Tosfos' question is, wait a second, even if you do convert Dalet Amos into Chatzer, the Avir of Dalet Amos isn't Minter. First Pshat of Tosfos says, well, it has the same effect as Minter because you're standing so close by. The Ri says, no, maybe we can see deviances between Kinyan Dalet Amos and Kinyan Chatzer. Kinyan Chatzer is one type of Kinyan. Kinyan Dalet Amos is not mimicking Chatzer. Kinyan Dalet Amos is some new Kinyan. And you're kona anything that's on Dalet Amos, on the ground, and the Avir. And we don't have to subject the Avir of Dalet Amos to the same standards of Avir HaChatzer. Namely, according to Tosfos, it's clear that the question of whether Avir Dalet Amos works is squarely based on how we understand Kinyan Dalet Amos. Is Dalet Amos a Chatzer? Is it not a Chatzer? Does it have to mimic a Chatzer? Does it not have to mimic a Chatzer? If you ask Tosfos, what was Rabbi Lazar's question? Should Dalet Amos have Avir? How do I understand Dalet Amos? Is it like Chatzer? Is it not like Chatzer? Can we have Kulos? Can we not have Kulos? What's a different way to understand Rabbi Lazar's question whether Dalet Amos should have Avir? not a question of how to understand Dalet Amos, but how to understand Lavir. Maybe Rabbi Elazar was asking our question. Why would you say that Dalet Amos should have Avir? Why would you not say that Dalet Amos should have Avir? Based on Avir, not based on Dalet Amos. Even, I'll start you off, even if I say that Dalet Amos is a Chatzer, Mamash is Chatzer, like we saw in the Rashba, like we saw in some of the Rishonim, why should Dalet Amos not have Avir? So if you hold that Avir works based on, finish the line, based on Model A, should you discriminate between Chatzer and Dalet Amos? No, because Model A has nothing to do with space. It has to do with objects and accelerated features. If items in free fall are considered fallen already, I don't mean fallen in the moral sense, but grounded, then what difference does it make whether they're about to fall into a Chatzer or they're about to fall into Dalet Amos? Items on their way down, assuming there's inevitability, which Vitalis has dealt with, but assuming it's going to fall, so what do I care whether it's going to fall into a Chatzer or it's going to fall into Dalet Amos? It has to do with ground and space and velocity. It's physics, basically. Items that are falling are considered grounded even before they fall by halacha. What difference does it make if it's going to fall into a Chatzer or it's going to fall into Dalet Amos? Either way, we consider the item as having been already deposited on the ground, and the halachic implications of that deposit should emerge. So if it's about to fall into a Chatzer, which is my Chatzer, I'm Kona. If it's about to fall into my Dalet Amos, then I'm also Kona, because it fell into my Dalet Amos. If we hold, like, at least the sheet that we keep calling Rashi, Kimanda Munach Dami, it's harder to distinguish between Avir Chatzer and Avir Dalet Amos. And the only way to make that distinction is, well, maybe Dalet Amos really isn't your Chatzer, and therefore shouldn't have Avir. Or maybe this Avir is flawed because there's no Mechitzos. However, if we hold, now someone finished, that Avir doesn't work Kimanda Munach Dami, but Avir works that what? What's the other shot? The Ron's shot.
Kinyan itself.
Avir itself is Kona, because it's considered my Avir, because it's above my Chatzir, and I can claim that Avir. Why should there be not, why should Avir Dalet Amos not work?
It's not your Avir.
Right. Right. So, say there's a combination. Yossi's saying, say Charber, what's...
It's not your Avir. It's not really your, like, your space that's Kona yet.
Right, but it's not your Dalet Amos either, but...
When the Rebbe
Baran
gave you the Dalet Amos,
he
didn't give you the Avir.
Okay, so that's just a... There's no takana for that. So assuming we see the takana not just as a takana to solve social problems, but they're changing the halachic landscape. Once it's your chatzah, why shouldn't you have Avir? I would more develop what Yossi is saying, that since the Dalet Amos isn't permanently yours, it's a rotating Dalet Amos, whoever walks there, so even though you can establish chatzah-like associations with the ground, you can't then stretch that into the air. You can't have roving airspace. You can have roving ground space. You can't have roving airspace. Chachamim can envision a world in which a 4-amah radius surrounding you on the ground becomes yours. But they can't create that for airspace. Airspace that's permanently yours can be considered your chatzer. Airspace that is above the 4 amos has been awarded to you by the Chachamim because that airspace is going to be used tomorrow by someone else and it's only air. So air can be yours if it's permanently yours. Air can't be yours. If it's temporarily yours, ground can be. So the ability to turn Avir HaChatzer into a Kinyan facilitating element is only true if it's permanently mine, not air that will be used by me today and by you tomorrow, as opposed to ground. Ground, because it's tangible, it can be mine today and yours tomorrow. Air, because it's not just intangible, but also because it moves and it's in motion, so not even the same particles of oxygen and hydrogen. Essentially, I can't say it's yours now and it's mine tomorrow. Show me.
I know we really get up to this yet, but how would the Ron understand the difference between one cleave versus a cleave within a cleave?
We'll get to it. Okay, but now keep in mind you're distinguishing not between Chatzer and Dalet Amos, but between Chatzer and Kela. That's what we haven't talked about yet. You're trying to say, well, for the same purpose, maybe Kli can't have Avir. That's
said,
really.
Did the Ron say that, like, it creates its own air going off?
Maybe. We'll see. Why would the Ron say because of the Hefza Kli? We'll see. Let's wait for see what the Ron says by Kela. We're not going to see the Ron by Kela, but let's at least see what Rashi says by Kela. Okay? And they'll have more information. Okay? So the second thing we spoke about today, I know I'm moving fast, but I want to give you time for Shechazara and for Shechali. Second issue we spoke about today is why, number one, why Derech Aliyah? You don't have Kinyan Avir, either because you don't say Kamanda Munach Pashtis, or because Derech Aliyah is a Hafka of the Kinyan, as Rashi says, because it's not a Maisin Sina, either Hafka of the Gerishin, or Hafka of the actual Kinyan, because it's still Biyado. The second question is, why did Rabbi Elazar have a suffix about Avir Dalet Amos, Last week we analyzed it through the prism of Dalet Amos. What did the Chachamim give you for Dalet Amos? This week we're capable of analyzing it through a different prism. Even if Dalet Amos becomes your chatzer, can you really use the avir of a temporary chatzer? Is avir only utilizable if it's a permanent chatzer, not a temporary chatzer? So again, if kiman demunach dami, it's hard to make a distinction. If it's a separate standalone avir, so maybe you can claim avir if it's just above your dalet amos. Said otherwise, Rabbi Lazar's question about whether you can have avir dalet amos if it's pivoted on how to understand avir could have been our question. If you hold kiman demunach, then of course you have avir dalet amos. If you hold lav kiman demunach, if you hold like the Ran, then you won't have dalet amos. Rabbi Lazar may have been the person asking our question. So if you're looking for two people in our Masara of Chazal who may have been asking this question, it's very, very likely that between Rava and Bava Metzia, Daf Yud Beis, Avir Shein Sofer Lenuach, and Rabbi Lazar in Gittin, Daf Ayin Ches, Dalet Amos, Yesh Lam Avir, Ein Lam Avir, one, if not both of them, may have been asking this question. Namely, is it Kaman Demunach that I don't care about horizontal movement or vertical movement, as long as it's not anti-gravitational movement. If it's avir alone, then I don't care about horizontal movement. If it's kaman demunach, I may need vertical movement. That was Rava's question above Mitzia Yud Beis. Number two, when Rabbi Lazar asked whether Dalet Amos has avir, he may have been asking, what is avir? If avir is kaman demunach, I don't really care. Whereas if avir is airspace, then maybe you don't have airspace above a temporary Dalet Amos. Okay, so these are two questions in Chazal, which we were able to better understand, having read the Rishonim, who articulated for us how Avir works. Rashi, the Ran, Derech Aliyah. Okay? Third issue. Chatzer v'tol chatzer. Let's see the Gemara, Daf Ayin Tes on the base. Okay? Amar Abaye. So now we have Abaye. Remember we had Abaye in Bav Metzia, Daf Kuf Beis. So at least we said Abaye would hold what? Like the Ran. That's why he can't give Rava's answer of Hefsekli. I don't know, but it's a speculation in Abaye. It's hard to speculate what someone would hold based on what they don't say. But let's see Abaye. Amar Abaye. We also had Abaye on Daf Chaf Aleph and Gittin about Chatzer Mitam Yad only Bein Midayt the Bein Makarka. So we're starting to build a repertoire of what Abaye said about Chatzer. So Amar Abaye, Shnei Chatzeros. Anyone? Zulifnim Mizu. Easy Gemara to read. Not that much in the Gemara. It's just descriptive. There's no Svara. Well, there is. A little bit. Go ahead, Yaakov. Shtei Chatzeros. Okay. Two Chatzeros. Once it reaches the airspace of the Chitzonius. My Taima. Okay, because the inner chatzer is protected by the walls of the outer chatzer. Okay, so now we have a little bit of an issue here. First of all, what word pops out at you?
Mintera.
Mintera, very good. That word mintera is being associated with what element in the sugya? Mechitzas. So who's smiling from ear to ear here? The Ravid, Tosfos, our Tosfos here. What's the simple pshat of the sugya? Rashi or Tosfos? Let's see if we can speak in code. Who has a bigger chiddush, Rashi or Tosfos? Bigger chiddush, Rashi. So let's start with Tosfos. Let's establish a baseline. That'll help us probe why Rashi is saying what he's saying. Okay? So what does Tosfos say? Can you pick out the key phrase in Tosfos? What is the relationship between the inner chatzer and the outer walls defined as? Okay, is it romance? Is it quarterbacking? Is it like, what's their relationship? The outer walls are doing what to the inner space, to the inner chatzer? Give me the key line in Tosfos. Pick out the key line. Yossi? Okay, so Tosfos takes the Gemara literally. The outer walls are protecting the inner chatzer's airspace. In order for that relationship to exist, what do you need? What does Tosfos add? Kavuos, that they're there permanently. What is Tosfos dissing? What is Tosfos disqualifying? As opposed to, what do you not have outer walls permanently protecting inner receptacle airspace, and therefore you can't have this strange relationship?
Okay.
So tells us it's building a simple approach to the sugya. The Gemara says, continue, Yaakov, Masha Ein Kein.
Masha Ein Kein,
right? My time, halonach. So the Gemara has a contrast between chatzer betocha chatzer. By chatzer betocha chatzer, the chitzonios protect the airspace of the pinimios. By kalim, for some reason, the kinyan doesn't work. Tosis builds this offset into his logic. The logic of the chatzer case is that the outer walls are protecting the inner chatzer's airspace. That protection is only meaningful if it's, give me an English word, kavuos vasidos, if it's enduring and permanent, it happens all the time, namely by karka. Your chatzer, Yosef, is within my chatzer. My walls are protecting your inner airspace. Kalim, this is just a random incidental insertion. Your kli is within my kli, but that could change tomorrow. So my kli isn't really in a durable, permanent, consistent fashion protecting your airspace. We can't call your airspace mishtamer. And therefore, chatzer betel chatzer, you'll be miskarej or kona once it reaches the airspace within the outer walls, as opposed to kalim, where it won't work. Okay? So according to Tosfos, follow the logic. It's not hard, but there's just a couple moving pieces at once. According to Tosfos, what do we see? What's the role of mechitzos? Minter. Not inevitability, not like the nesivos. Where does Tosfos and the Ravid get this from? Our Gemara, which says the word mintera. Yoni, not just our Gemara that says the word mintera, but Tosfos, come on, listen to me carefully. Tosfos is scratching his head in France and said, if there's a Gemara that allows the walls to provide mintera that don't belong to the chatzer, then that shows that the walls are not inherently providing, let's say, chatzer identification like the nesivos, they're just providing a function. We need that avir should be mintera. That mintera can come from the walls of the chatzer, that mintera can come from some free agent mercenary called chatzer chizonis. I don't need integration between the chatzer and the walls. Sacha kol, the only reason I need walls on Nafayin Tessamet Aleph is for mintera. If that mintera service can be provided by the walls of the chitzonis, then I've got a chatzer panimis avir, which is mintera, and once it reaches that avir, then it's misnik. Okay? According to Tosfos, where are the walls? Okay, so let's see. Let's draw it on the board. This is a side view. This is the chatzer panimi. This is the chatzer chitzoni. These are the walls of the panimi. Where are the walls of the chitzonis, according to Tosfos?
Right next to
me. Right next to me. Right here. And the chiddush is, once it reaches here, she's miskareshes. You don't have to wait for it to reach here. Once it reaches here, it's miskareshes, and this is a little higher. We're not talking about, according to Tosfos, where the walls are external, because that wouldn't be in Tosfos' view of Mishtameris. If you had a case like this, where you had chitzonis, panimius, here's the wall of the panimi, here's the wall of the chitzonis, in this area, maybe Mishtameris from Rishas Rabin, but it's not Mishtameris from the people in the chitzonis, as opposed to the people in the panimius. These are people in the panimius, these are people in the chitzonis. It's not Mishtameris from chitzonis. Let's just read Tosfos carefully. Tosfos says, Umayri, kishahamechitzos, line number 8 in Tosfos, hachitzonios, mafsikos, bein chitzona lepnimis. Diein mafsikos, if you're not talking about walls between the chitzon and the pnimi, diein mafsikos, kishiyaged la'ar pnimis, lo nichnes toch mechitzos, amay migoreshes, ha'ina mishtamer, mipnei bnei chitzona. So according to Tosfos, the whole function of mechitzos is mishtamer. Mishtamer, Tosfos is making an assumption, you need not just neged Rishu Sarabim, but you need neged people of the adjacent competing chatzer. So Tosfos has an Ukimta, which he's forced into, because according to Tosfos, remind us again, what's the role of mechitzos? Mechitzos provide mintera. So mintera, and in Tosfos' world, mintera is complete mintera, not just from public, but from your neighbor. So according to Tosfos, the Ukimta of this Brisa is not when it reaches the airspace of the outer chatzer, but when it reaches the airspace of the inner chatzer, protected by the walls of the outer chatzer. You're talking about airspace of the inner chatzer, but the protection is being provided by the mafia that we call the outer mechitzah. So I can get my protection from some other source. And according to Tosfos, this arrangement is feasible because, after all, we don't hold like the Nesivos and the Torah's Gittin. We hold the Mechitzas such as they provide Minteros. So if I can concoct a scenario where the airspace of the inner Chatzer is being protected by Mechitzas of the outer Chatzer, then as long as it reaches the Aver of the Pnimius protected by the Chitzonios, then I'm caught. Yes, Shani.
Right, so what's the din of the space in between the two walls of it?
I'm just making that space to, you're saying, who does it belong to? Okay, I'm just making it so you can see it. Let's say they're adjacent, okay? Let's say their mom is adjacent. But one is taller. So one is here. It's in the space of the panini, but being protected by the mechitzas of the chitzani.
Okay, so when it's above the panini,
it's in the aver of the panini is being protected by the mechitzas of the chitzani. Which means it's not a really big chiddush, because which airspace is it in, Pnimis or Chitzonis? Pnimis. The chiddush is that it's being protected by the avir of the Chitzonis. Okay? Welcome, Eli. Being protected by the avir of the Chitzonis. So let's repeat Tosfos. Come, let's focus on Tosfos. According to Tosfos, what's the role of Mechitzos and Daf Ayin Tes? Minter. How does Tosfos and Ayin Tes and Aleph prove it? Because of Ayin Tes and Mebeis. As you can have Minter by other Mechitzos. According to Tosfos, what's the difference between Kalim and Chatzer? Why do Chatzer work and Kalim don't? They both have Minter, it's not Kavua. Minter is not just Minter. Chiddush. One day, Daniel Fodeman, you'll be learning Mishtamer. You'll say, boys, I can prove to you that for Mishtamer, you need permanent Mishtamer, not temporary Mishtamer. Which Gemara and Shas, which Tosfos and Shas will you prove it from?
Me.
Ayin Tes and Mebeis, Ayin Tes. That the Mechitzas Chitzonius of a Chatzer can provide Mishtamer, but the Mechitzas Chitzonius of Kalim can't provide Mishtamer because it's not Kavuos. So it tells us there's a Chiddush here in Tosfos based on how we've used Mishtamer, which we're not really opening, but there's a big Chiddush in Tosfos that for Mishtamer you need Kavuos Ve'omdus. Okay. What are the problems with Tosfos? Why would I not learn like Tosfos? It's a nice, simple way to learn the Sugya. There are two textual problems with Tosfos. What are they? Number one.
Well, he's trying to explain Rashi, and this isn't what Rashi is saying.
No, he quotes Rashi, understands Rashi a certain way, doesn't like it, argues. He may have gotten Rashi wrong. He may have understood Rashi in a certain way. But we're asking now the opposite question, Akiva. What's wrong with Tosfos? Why would you not learn like Tosfos? There are two problems with Tosfos. Yaakov.
Interesting
more itself,
he said, Kivan Shigil La'avir Mechitzer
Achitzona. Ah, so according to Tosfos, over which airspace are you going? The airspace of the outer Chatzah, the airspace of the inner Chatzah? Tosfos on the inner chatzer. What does the Gemara seem to say? Once it reaches the aver of the outer chatzer. Very good. What does the Gemara say? Kivan shehigia le. I'm missing the Gemara. The avir mechitzas chitzona. According to Tosfos, it's not avir mechitzas chitzona. It's avir chatzer penimis dimintra idea mechitzas chitzona. Okay, you can read that into the language. Read the language again, everyone. Look inside. Kivan dehigia le avir mechitzas chitzonis. Does that mean the airspace of the Chatzar Chitzon? Or the airspace of the Chatzar Pnimi that's watched by their Mechitzas Chitzonis? I don't know, Yaakov. It can be read both ways, right? If you look at it again now, all of a sudden it's an optical illusion. It can be read both ways. What else is problematic with Tosfos? What's the difference between Chatzar and Kalim according to Tosfos? Yossi? They're permanent minter by Chatzar as opposed to temporary minter by Kalim. What does the Gemara seem to say? Why does Kalim not work? Because the mechitzas of the outer Kalim are not kavua?
Halonach.
Sounds like from Gemara that why does it not work by Kalim? Slami, why does it not work by Kalim? Shmuel, halonach, what does that sound like?
There's no kinyan
aver by Kalim. You need nach mamish. As Tosfos assumes, Akiva Rashi learned. So let's see Rashi, and then we'll see how he's used Kalim. Okay, so there are two flaws textually with what Tosfos said. Number one, according to Tosfos, your only kona when it reaches the Avra Chitzon Epnimis, which are guarded by the Mechitzas Chitzonius. That seems to be against at least one way to read the Gemara. Another way, according to Tosfos, he's built in an offset between Chatzer Betel Chatzer as opposed to Kalim Betel Kalim. It doesn't seem to be what the Gemara speaks about. Okay, so what does Rashi say? Someone pick out the key line in Rashi. Why does the case of Chatzer Pnimis and Chitzonius work? Which Rashi am I looking at here? First, let's find the key Rashi, then let's find the key word in Rashi. What's the key Rashi? B'mechitzas. Dimaschal b'mechitzas. What's the key word in Rashi?
Mishubados.
Okay. Not just that the outer ones are happen to be protecting the inner ones, but the outer ones are mishubad to protect the inner ones. What does mishubad sound like to you? Legally. That's a pretty big ukimta. Sounds like Rashi would only allow this kakamemi case to work if there's some legal lien on the outer mechitzas. If Pinimigai, Pinchas, Pinimigai, tells Chayim, Chitzonius guy, sell me the rights to your mechitzas, Chayim, Chitzonius guy. I will pay you a yearly fee for your mechitzas to protect my chatzar Pinimi. I will contract with you. Or another scenario where Pinchas didn't actually pay for the Chaim's mechitzas achitzonios, but where Pinchas used it for several years to the point that he establishes a chazaka. There's a halacha called a chazaka, not just on land, but if tashmish and also, like, continue to use. Let's say you have a wall, Shmuel, and I've hung things on your wall for 50 years on the back of your wall. We're neighbors. You can't say, oh, take your stuff off my wall. Because I've done it for 50 years, I've established a chazaka. According to Rashi, the scenario of Chatzar Pinimi, now I'm giving a bird's eye view, is where Chaim tells Pinchas, I want a shibud on your walls to protect my Chatzar Pinimis. Kiva de Meshubados lo. So that's an Okimta in Rashi. Now what is Rashi saying? Now why does he need this? V'kanula. Hilkach Meshubados hein la v'kanula. So how does it work in Rashi? I know what he's saying, but why do I need shibud? Yoni.
That's how you're actually konan of your that isn't over your chatzah.
Ah, so Yoni's saying that according to Rashi, now we'll get a side view, according to Rashi, here's the chitzon, here's the pimi, here's the chatzah achitzonis. Yoni's saying that according to Rashi, your kona, pimi guy is kona, once it reaches the avir of the chitzon guy. Because your walls are not really protecting your chatzer, your walls are protecting my airspace. You see?
But contradicts our original interpretation of Rashi.
Let's hold off on Rashi. Let's just take this Rashi on its own. We still haven't made it home with Rashi then to compare it to other Rashis. So what Yoni is trying to say is that essentially I could be Kona Avir that isn't physically above my chatzer. If I have been Kona Stephen's outer walls, then those walls and the airspace that it protects becomes my airspace because I've paid you for protection. I paid you to protect airspace. And any airspace that those walls are protecting, and we don't know the level of kinyan, and we don't know why my kinyan on the walls have made the airspace over your chatzar mine and not yours, but assuming I'm totally kona your walls, not just the shibud, what does this sound like, Yossi?
It sounds like avir.
Sounds like avir. And in particular, what does it sound like? What's the role of walls?
Taras
Gittin. Very good. To create a contained and associated airspace. I'm paying you for a unit called airspace, protected airspace. When I buy your walls, and after all, we know what walls do. Walls create protected airspace. I'm paying for a unit called enclosed airspace. And even though that airspace is physically over your chatzer, I'm coning it as mine. And I could be kona an item that falls into that space, even though it's not above my chatzar. Now, Yossi's right. This sounds very, very contradictory to what we've been saying until now, that Rashi holds command and munaf dami, so we'd have to solve that Rashi. But we also have to solve Rashi Yossi on dafayin tazim et aleph about why he says there are chaliyah as pasal midin nisin of alma. I don't want to get into Rashi, and I'd rather you clearly see the different mahalchim. But this mahalich in Rashi is much more suggestive of Kinyan Avir, not as Kinyan Demunach Dami, but Kinyan Avir as a standalone Avir. And now we have to see, well, if it's standalone Avir, what's the role of the walls? And the walls is not just to provide Shmira, as Tosu said, but the walls is to tag it as my Avir, and I can tag your Avir as my Avir by buying your walls. And therefore, according to Rashi, presumably, this is Rashi's case, once it reaches... Let me just be consistent with what we've seen. Chitzom, Pnimi. Once it reaches the airspace of the Chitzom, the Pnimi is Kona, because, let me get another chalk, because the Pnimi guy, Pinchas, purchased this unit from Chaim. Everyone see the blue? I could be Kona, unit of air. By being kona your wall, I'm kona the air that that wall is alongside of. And I could be kona with this item that I purchased from you or I've rented from you. We talked about a chatzar shaol is kona, a chatzar sachol is kona. I'm socher or shorel, this magom, by creating a shibur of these walls, and I'm kona, even though it hasn't reached my airspace. So that's a trick question to, I don't know, go back to Yeshiva University now, right?
Yes.
Go back to someone in the top shir and say, can you be kona, kinyan aver, with airspace that isn't above your chatzah? Say, what do you mean? You're not Maritz. You went to Israel. I got amnesia. We all know that kinyan aver has to be directly above your chatzah. And you'll say, no. Rashi says that you can be kona by chatzah panimis once it reaches the aver echitzonis because you've purchased that airspace by having a shibur on the walls. It's an incredible chiddush. You can be kona airspace. This is very, very far, Yossi, from Kiman Demunach Dami. It's much closer to the Ran, and Yoni's right. It's the Ran, and the role of the walls is not to create protection, which is what Tosva saw, but the role of the walls is to create tagged Avir units. No?
Can I explain
Tosva's or Rashi? Tosva. Tosva says no Kimpe.
And how I understand the case with the Umayyad.
Oh. Oh, Tosas, all right, Tosas. Tosas the Kimtas, he puts the walls of the Chitzon in between the Chitzon and the Panimi.
Meaning you have an outer Chitzon with walls and a deep Chitzon with walls?
Yeah, right here. Two walls.
Can we get a bird's eye view?
No. I mean, I can give you a bird's eye view, but essentially,
you've got,
Panimi, Chitzoni, and you've got two walls. Again, Shlomi, I'm just drawing them separate for optical view, right? But they're together, they're back to back, they're adjacent. But the walls of the Panimi are higher than the walls of the Chitzon. If you want a side view, this is Tosfos Sukkah Kinta. And once it reaches this area, your kona is the Avir Chatzar Panimi, but it's protected by the Mechitzas belonging to the Chitzonis.
I thought that's what Shlomo was asking, but how about in between the two?
Let's assume the two walls are adjacent, back to back. There's no in between. The only difference is that this wall is lower, so your kona, once it reaches the protected airspace of the higher wall, not the protected airspace of the lower wall, but it's over the airspace of the chatzar panim. As Rashi says, let me make sure that everyone's understanding. I'll give bird's eye as well as side view of Rashi and Tosfos. Okay. This is Tosfos. Okay. Chitzel and Panimi, two walls side by side. In Tosfos' view, your kona with Chatzar HaPanimi, Panimi, Chitzel. Again, the walls are adjacent. I'm just separating them for the sake of illustration. And your kona, once the item reaches Avir Panimi, Minter, Al Yedei, Mechitzos, Chitzonius. Okay, as long as my Avir Panimi is protected and it's kavua, it's not just a random incidental moment, then I'm kona. Whereas according to Rashi, the side view is Panimi Chitzonius. This is a little shorter. Once it reaches this area, I'm kona, because I paid money for the wall, and I get the space that the wall demarcates or delimits. If you want a bird's eye view of Rashi, hard time to get a bird's eye view, but essentially there's Panimi, there's Chitzoni, once it, there's a simple Chitzoni Panimi, once it enters this area from the bird's eye view, I'm calling it. Stephen?
If you have those two walls, if it lands on a wall,
I don't know. Don't get me landing on the wall.
Okay. If there's more walls, then it's like,
I think in 1973, I think, I went to the game. The Mets were like terrible, but the Mets beat the Pirates 7-3. Cleon Jones had a home run. And that's when the Mets like took over first place, this massive rally in late August. And they got to the World Series, which they lost. I think that some Pirates guy hit a ball that rolled on top of the wall. Like the way the spin had, like it actually, I don't know how it rolled, like it hit the wall and it rolled, and I think it was like a whole suffix what to do, whether it's considered a wall or a pebble. I don't know if it's all in the wall, we'll deal with that, I don't have the mind for that right now. Go back to history, I'm talking to my 1973 me. Yes, Dove.
Well, if it lands on the wall, it's on the inner half of the wall, it's still, it's just the inner courtyard, and it's below the upper wall.
Yeah, it depends on which wall. If it lands on the outer wall, it won't be. If it lands on the inner wall, it won't. Okay? Yes, Akiva.
Isn't it unnecessarily ambiguous for a Naya to say that the inner wall belongs to her and the outer wall belongs to him if she bought the outer wall?
She didn't buy it. She has a shibud on it.
She's
again. We don't have this information in Rashi. It doesn't sound like she bought it. She has a shibud. It's not really. But you're right. And that's really not mechitzas chitzonis. But at least topographically, it looks like mechitzas chitzonis. It's not necessarily financially. Rafi.
According to this approach, why should the Baal throw it at all? As soon as it enters the outer chazir, she should be calling.
Yeah, you're right. We're talking about he doesn't want to walk into the chazir. He chucks it from a mile away. You know.
But even before he throws it, as soon as he walks into his chazir to begin with,
we're talking about he's not walking to the chazir. Like he's got he's got the measles, and no one wants him to walk in the chazir. So he has to toss it from afar. I'm sure how good he is to toss it. That's obviously, again, obviously the easiest case is to walk in and give her the get. But we're talking about, again, these cases aren't necessary for practicality, necessary to understand how chazir and aver works. Yes, Noam?
Rashi just says, regularly, shtemer, hilka, mishavada. It doesn't say, shilma keser, hilka, mishavada. It says, regularly,
shtemer. Okay, so we're only arguing about the method in which the shibud was acquired. But the end result is that there's a monetary shibud on the wall, and that monetary shibud on the wall changes the status of the aver. Unless you take the word shibud totally non-literally and you homogenize Rashi into Tassos. But assuming you take that word shibud literally, I don't care about the apparatus of arriving at shibud, if I take the word shibud literally, and again, it's like them taking the word shibud literally because of what we'll say in a few minutes that Rashi has some backpedaling to do by Kalim. Why does he have to backpedal by Kalim? We'll see in a second, because if you have a shibud on mechitzas sachatzer, why can't you have a similar shibud on mechitzas akelim, which would then get you into a bind? Mark?
I know that Rashi is talking about a case similar to Tosafot, which the actual, the get is konei when it's only above the chatzer, parallel to the...
It could be, but it's hard. That's an akimta we'd expect Rashi to say. Most, like 99% of the world, when they see the Gemara, you're talking about outer walls or outer walls. Outer walls are walls between the mechitzas chatzer chitzon and the shusar
abim. How do we actually know where the get is when it's when she's in Rashi?
We follow the simple reading of the Gemara, like Yaakov said before, where it reaches the Avra Chisonis. Unless a Rishon tells me in Okimta, I'm not going to make an Okimta. So when I read the Gemara, I'm assuming the outer walls are the outer walls, not the intervening walls. And I'm assuming when it reaches the Avra Chisonis, Chisonis, you're calling.
Okay, but Avra Chisonis
could be. It's less likely to mean unless a Rishon says it specifically. Okay, and let's move on because we have a lot to do today. Okay, the problem with Rashi is if you're going to be. If your shibud on outer walls gives you an automatic shibud on the airspace that the walls demarcate, and you can just be kone or mishabed airspace, so what's the problem? What's the difference between?
Kalim
and chatzir. Very good. According to Tosfos, you need minter, and Tosfos built in kavur ve'omed. You need a permanent, durable minter. But according to Rashi, all you need is to be kona airspace that's demarcated by walls that you have a shibud on. So just like I could have a shibud on the outer walls of a chatzer, I could have a shibud on the outer walls of your kalim. If my kalim are in Natan's kalim, and I paid or used or gained a shibud, so why can't we apply the same setup from chatzer to kalim? If the issue we're dealing with is not minter, but shibud that gives me airspace, why can't, guys, look at the board, why can't this unit of meshubud airspace that the Pnimi guy acquired from the Chitzon, why can't that be just superimposed to two Kalim? My kli is in your kli, I've given you money, I've used it for many years, Noam, and therefore, why can't I just say that this space belongs to Pinchas, not to Chaim, Pinchas to Pnimi, not to Chaim? Because of this pressure, Rashi had to come up with some explaining to do on Kalim. And again, if you ask Rashi, it's not that explaining, the Gemara says it's Halonach. So Rashi says, at least the way Tosis read him, who wants to read Rashi, the Halonach, Yossi?
The halo nach, the aim of hito kli asri in the aviran lishmor. The aim kli asri elele aniach bitocha.
So let's read Rashi the way Tosis understood him. If we have enough time, we're not so confused, we'll see a different way to read Rashi. But how did Tosis understand Rashi in the Ramban and all the Rishonim? The halo nach, perish bekundras. Anyone want to see, try to get Tosis's read of Rashi from Tosis di Ramasla, Idan the halo nach? Mashma mepirusho.
You need shmirah.
Read it carefully. Why does it not work by kalim?
Oh, because the kli is made to be placed inside.
And therefore, kli doesn't have. There's no din of by kalim. There's no din of avir by kalim. Chatzir has avir. Kalim doesn't have avir. That's the way Tosas understood Rashi and asked several questions on Rashi from Avodah Zarah, which we're not going to answer. Why does it sound like an avodah zara? The orkona avir based on yain nesach. Give you a chiddush in yain nesach. Okay. And therefore, the only difference between chaser b'toch chaser and kelim b'toch kelim is that you just can't apply avir to kelim at all. Not just kelim b'toch kelim. You can't apply avir to kelim at all, even a regular kli. So first of all, who would disagree with Rashi? When did we see yesterday that a kli can have avir?
Well, if you say that the avir is changed by the kli,
right? Maybe Rava would disagree with Rashi. Rava and Bava Metzia Kof Beis that said that if the kli is mafsik between the karka and the behema, then it becomes the avir hakli, according to one shot in Rava, the Ramban shot, let's say, the Ramban and Gittin's way of understanding Rava and Bava Metzia, that anytime you have an intervening kli, the avir is claimed not by the chaser but by the kli. So first of all, we already saw yesterday that kli may have avir. But let's ignore that for a moment, Yossi, because there's another way to read Rav and Bava Metzia, that the Hefzek Kli doesn't mean the Kli has Avir, but the Kli breaks the Avir HaChaser because it breaks the downward acceleration of the Chayfetz. What about the issue itself? Why should a Kli have Avir? Why should it not have Avir? Rashi says a Kli doesn't have Avir. That's why Kli B'toch Kli won't work, because a Kli will never work with Avir. Chaser B'toch Chaser would work through some fancy svar, but Kli B'toch Kli, Avir is off the table. So why should there shouldn't be avir for a kli? Depends on how we understand avir. So let's start with avir. If we hold that avir is keman de munach, would you make a chilek between chaser and kli? No. Right? Same way you wouldn't make a difference between chaser and dalet amos, you won't make a chilek between chaser and kli. Anything down, where it spirals, about to fall, we accelerate the process. But if avir means, no, if avir is not a din in keman de munach dami, but avir is separate issue of Avir, maybe Avir is only Avir if it's... Why? Because what's the difference between a Chatzir and a Kli?
Chatzir is designed to hold things.
A Chatzir is the airspace above the Chatzir is permanently associated with that Chatzir. The airspace above the Kli is only temporarily associated with the Kli because the Kli will move to some other Avir, some other set of coordinates tomorrow. So Avir over a Chatzir will always be tethered. Avir over a Kli is always in rotation, is always shifting. So if we understand Avir, like the way we keep calling Rashi, now we're not so sure if it's Rashi, come on, the Munach Dami, so there'd be no room to mechali between Avir Chatzir, Avir Dalet Amos, Avir Kelim, come on, the Munach Dami, it's like it's landed already. However, if Avir is a separate halacha, then maybe it only applies to Chatzir, not necessarily to Dalet Amos, in which the ownership of the karka changes, or not necessarily to Kelim, in which the relationship between the Avir and the Kli is always in flux, is always changing. So this question between Rashi and the other Rishonim, whether a Kli has Avir, may depend on how you understand Avir. And again, as Yossi says before, Rashi is the least likely candidate to veto Avir Kelim, because Rashi's definition of Avir was Keman Demunach, less room to Mechalik Shin Kelim Chatzir, so we've got an internal problem in Rashi, which we just don't have the time to solve now. Can anyone analyze this question not based on Avir, but based on Kalim? Why should Kalim have Avir? Remember last week? I know it seems like a long time ago. If Kalim is Kona, because the Kli is a... If the Kli is Kona, because the Kli is... gives you the Karka underneath, very good, so... Then you should have Avir, because Kalim is basically, you know, the same thing as Karka. But if Kli is a pop-up Chatzir, then maybe, as we said before, it can pop up, but you won't get the Avir. So, if you want to see the flow chart of whether Kalim should have Avir, that is follows. Is Kalim, Avir Kalim, should you be called? So if Kalim is, let's say, Kalim is your Kona, the Karka, then the answer should be yes. If Kalim is a separate Chatzir, then it depends on how we understand Avir. If Avir is Kiman Dimunach, then yes. If Avir is a Shem Davar Bifnei Atzmo, you're Kona because of Avir, then possibly no. So there are two ways to achieve most of what we showed him to say, that you are Kona Avir Kli. There's one pathway to reach that you're not Kona. If you hold Kalim, you're Kona the Karka underneath, what difference does it make? It's your Karka. If the Kalim, and since it's your Karka, becomes your Avir. But if the Kalim is a separate Chatzir, then if Avir is Keman Demunach, then it would work, because you say Keman Demunach. If Avir is a separate Shem Davar, the Ran, then it may not work, depending on what you say about Kalim. Okay. Akiva?
Yeah, why are we trying to explain Rashi like this when I don't think none of this is really implied in the Rashi below and
not. Okay, so Akiva's arguing with Tosfos.
Right, well, you can just say that.
Okay, what is what do you think? They want to get to this, Akiva, but since you pushed me to it, you bully. What does Rashi say? Not that there's no avir for Kalim, but...
You can't create a lien on something.
Excellent. You can't create a lien on something that the mechitzah is, because the relationship between the mechitzah and the avir is less permanent. Very good. So Akiva is pulling the rug out from under Tosis' understanding of Rashi. Remember, it's not just Tosis, it's Ramban. I agree with you, but...
No. Yeah. I was going to say, the reason why it doesn't work by Kalim is because the outer kli, like the wall that you want to be meshubad on, why would you be able to be meshubad on a part of the kli? The point of the kli is not to be meshuvah.
Okay, so this is kelim, you can't be meshuvah. That's what Rashi really means. There are two or three ways to read Rashi in ways that aren't the way Tosfos understood Rashi. But I'd rather people just settle into this issue. Shlomi?
So, according, just if I understand the chart correctly, to explain Rashi here, we'd have to say, we'd have to say that Avir, Shem Dovid, and Atzmo would work, which then creates this theorem. Right. Okay.
We have two potential Rashis today which create the steer to the Rashis we saw yesterday. One is, why does he have to struggle so hard to explain Derech Aliyah? Two is, why is there no Aver Akela? Either of those could be solved. That's just a second level conversation that I'm not going to have right now, because I'll take it. Okay? So let's just review our Sugya. Help me out, guys. Is Aver Kiman Demur Nachdami, or is Aver a separate Kinyan? Nafkamina number one? Fill in the blanks. Just follow the trail of the two Shirim the last 2 days. Nafkamina number one? Follow the trail. Let's recreate the trail. Write it down. Okay? Let's draw up our big table here. Very good. Is Avir Mechitzos Konos because of Kiman Munach or Shame Avir Bifnei Atzma? Nafkamina number one. Okay. We'll draw the table two ways. We'll do one table based on what we said, and then we'll make the table a little more abstract. Nafkamina number one, whether Avir is Mevatel Akinyan, the Rashba. Nafkamina number two, just follow the Shiur in order, sequence. Avir Shein Sofo Lanuach. Who's that? Rabba Bav Metzia Yud Beis. Nafkamina number three. Hefsek Kli Abaye Rabba Bav Metzia Kuf Beis. Nafkamina number four. What? Derech Aliyah Gittin Ayin Tes. Nafkamina number five. Avir Dalid Amos Gittin Ayin Ches. Nafkamina number six. Okay. So let's do it different ways. Let's say Avir She'eno Lamala Mehachatzer. She does Rashi. Right? Kinyan Avir. Remember, Tosfos' way of reading Ayin Tes and Beis was in a big chiddush. It basically conformed to everything we said. As opposed to saying, in the Malam Chatzah, I think we missed some. Sorry, you missed here. There should be 4, 5, 6, 7. 3 is Mechitzos. Are Mechitzos necessary to create Mishtamer, like the Raivin, because Avir needs to be Mishtamer, or Mechitzos are necessary to create Sofo Lenuach, like Rashi said. Okay? So this is just spitting back what we discussed the last 2 days in a coherent fashion. Shlomi.
Yesterday we said, didn't we say that the Ravid, we didn't put the Ravid in contrast to Rashi, we said Ravid could be, the way you explained the Ravid,
sounds like
it's out of like either Rashi or the Ravid.
Well, I would say it sounds like it. Why do I
we
need
said,
it?
You need Mishtamer to create.
No, if I really hold, Shlomi, if I really hold Sofa Lenuach, what do I care about the Mishtamer here? I view it as if it's on the ground. On the ground it's protected. Why do I need protection here? I just need protection here. So I would, I'm not opposed to considering it, but I would say the Ravid is much closer to an anti-Sofa Lenuach. You need Mishtamer when it's suspended in the airspace.
If so, then what's the difference between Tosfos and Rashi here? If they both...
Which Tosfos and Rashi?
Tosfos and Rashi here, how do those line up with two studying of this general...
Tosfos sounds like the Ravid. Tosfos sounds like the Ravid.
What?
Oh, so we'll have to find a subset for Tosfos and Rashi to argue about.
Okay.
Rashi holds like the Nesivos, let's say, like Yoni was saying. Tosfos holds like the Ravid. Okay. Everyone get this? Can I erase it? Okay, so let's do a separate table. Now let's make a more abstract table. I have to think about this one a little bit. Okay, let's go. Avir. Koneh. Kiman. The Munach. Or Avir Atzma. Okay, now let's start doing this more abstractly. Okay, the first nafkamina is trajectory. A, Ein Sof Ola Neruach. B, what other issue of trajectory did we think about? That? Aliyah. So see how I'm combining nafkaminas into one context? Rather than just giving the nafkaminas based on how they appeared in the Gemara and the Rishonim, I'm putting them logically into certain categories. Logically, there's an interaction between Avir Shein Sof Ola Neruach and Neruach Aliyah. Okay? Number two, second question is, what's the role of mechitzos? Is mechitzos to provide kiman demunach? Or mechitzos is for either mishtamer or for the Torah's Gittin to create shem avir hachatzer? Okay? Now how are we going to better understand mechitzos? Aleph? Which sources help us understand the role of mechitzos in Avir? Okay, Ayin Chet Amud Bet, that by Dalet Amos you can have Avir according to Tosos without mechitzos. Why did Tosos say on Daf Ayin Chet Amud Bet you can have Avir Dalet Amos without mechitzos? Because in Dalet Amos you have Mishtamer, right? And Bet Tosfos Ayin Chet Amud Bet, in Ted Amud Bet, excuse me, you can have Mechitzos, Chitzonos, Mishamer Pnimis, that also sounds like Mishtamer. But Yoni, Rashi's situation on Ayin Ted Amud Bet makes it sound like you can have Mechitzos, Chitzonos, creating Avir that belongs to the Pnimis. That sounds like Torah's Gittin, right? So if I'm now exploring the role of mechitzos in Avir, now I'm asking the question from a different way. Okay, now I'm up to three. So we talked about the trajectory, we talked about the mechitzos. Now we want to talk about the hekev, the scope of Avir. What are the two questions we talked about, the scope of Avir? Aleph, Dalet Amos, or Dalet Amos have Avir? Bet, Kalim, or Kalim have Avir? Machlok is Rashi and Tosos. So you see now how I'm taking the sugya and not just following the sequence of which Rishonim and Gemaras we've seen, but now trying to put it into my mind and first categorize it. Avir Dalet Amos, number one, trajectory. Number two, role of mechitzos. Number three, scope. Do we have any other large categories that we talked about? Not yet. Yeah, I mean, we have a fourth category that we've begun to speak about, but we really only have one issue with it. Avir, mechitz, avir, chotzer, for non-Kinyan purposes. That's the Rashba and Kiddushin that can block the Kinyan. Can prevent the Kinyan, as I said yesterday. But we'd want to find cousins of the Rashba. If avir becomes mine, I can use it to maybe blunt certain Kinyanim. Falls into the ground. So, and of course, the big issue is, which we didn't talk about, which is why it's in blue, how does this affect Shabbos and other areas beyond Kinyan and Gerushin? How would it affect Shabbos? Obviously, Kiman Munach would be a much more direct application to other areas. If we've established by Avir Chatz Kiman Munach, that Kiman Munach could be exported to other halachic areas. If Avir Chatz is Kona, then it may be just a Kinyan issue. Okay? So see the difference between this and this. This is just taking our nafkaminos and applying them. This is already, okay, now if I'm writing the Shulchan Aruch and Avir, how do I take all these cases and put them into concepts, conceptual categories, rather than isolated staccato issues that we see. Okay? Kapish. Neshakah. That was fun. 3 weeks of Chatzar. 2.5 weeks of Chatzar. But now we get back to Chazar. Okay? Baruch Hashem, we're starting Chazar today. Let me record this in case anyone's not here. I'll post it.